Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This was probably the best option, you know, where, again, the contract looks really bloated from the outside, but on the inside, it's a one-year deal. If he returns to form, it's a hell of a one-year deal. And if he doesn't, well, you had a ton of money to spend, and you took a shot, and it didn't work. I think they needed to do something. Their room there is better now, although it's still not good, but it's like they have upgraded with Mack, Hollins, you know, now drafting Kyle Williams in the third round, that there's going to be better competition. Again, might not be high-end competition, but better. So that should be at least an improvement from where they've been the last couple of years at that position.
Our guest from earlier, Mike Giardi of the Boston Sports Journal on Stephon Diggs and the Patriots. We talked about Diggs for a minute before. Are you just kind of like all the way done?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
It's not really an interesting storyline anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what. Like, I never felt any juice on like an animosity end of things myself. When he was traded, I was more concerned about how it might impact the Bills. But from their standpoint, I understood it. If they thought he was declining, they might have been right. I mean, we'll see. I mean, he was doing all right in Houston before he got hurt, but now he's hurt. I always sort of felt this is very maybe mundane and boring, so I don't even know if it's worth saying.
Let me get a pen.
Like, thanks for coming. You were great. I would do this 100 times out of 100 over again, even with the bumps and bruises and whatever, as rocky as it got at times. And then you went on your way. Like, thanks for coming. You had a very positive impact, I think, on the team and on Allen's growth. And maybe he on yours, I don't know, but like all good. I don't know. I never felt this sort of scorn or anything for him myself. That I don't know if I'm lacking something, but so that's why I didn't even really think. You know, I know we're going to talk to Mike Giardi today, and so we open up talking about the schedule, and we're talking about the Patriots, and you're right there with Diggs. I'm like, oh yeah, Diggs. I admit. At that point, I had not looked at their depth chart yet. I would have seen him right away, but it just wasn't top of mind to me that he was there. I don't by saying that think he's necessarily done. Guys do come back even at his age from that injury, and I always thought that if. You know, one of the reasons I wanted when he and Davis were maybe getting through year two of their time together, right? They were together for four seasons. So about halfway through, and I'm like, okay, well, boy, this guy looks to me like he's obviously elite, number one alpha kingpin dude. But if I'm going to keep him around, maybe that has to sort of morph into a slot role. And so even halfway through Davis and Diggs being here, as good as that was going, get another guy and groom that guy, whether that's a first-round pick or a third-round pick, get another guy that you can sort of work and work toward becoming a replacement for Diggs and you can bump him inside. And obviously that wasn't in the cards. So, but I was thinking about his career beyond his elite level of play. So he could still have that. I just don't, I don't know. He doesn't, I don't have much of a reaction to him, I guess. So I guess I'm done.
I don't really feel any of that animosity stuff either. I just have always, I mean, it's been a year, but liked it as a storyline. There was, I guess maybe it's been settled, you know, last year and Brandon Bean to Tyler Dunn, as I mentioned earlier, said at golongtd.com, he's like, I feel like questioning our wide receivers last year going into the season was reasonable. That's not a quote, but that's what he got across, that I get it last year. He doesn't get it now, as we know. But that the test of the Bills post-Diggs, like what his loss would mean. And really, you'd have to score to win, maybe a huge win, what they were without him, even though they ended up having kind of the same season in the end. Still, like, they survived, to say the least. So, not sure there's anything more to figure out there. I think it will be, you know, maybe interesting if he comes back this year and New England's pretty good and mm-hmm. he's making a big impact there, which is probably a lot to predict. The Patriots to make the playoffs at BetMGM, plus 155. 100 wins, 155.
Yeah.
The Jets to make the playoffs, plus 475. That's huge odds. Miami, plus 150. Almost identical to New England to make it. So all the Bills' opponents in the AFC East are favored to miss the playoffs. The Bills to make it are minus 650. The odds are the same for the Bills to make the playoffs as they are for the Jets to miss. I mean, that's not bettable. I'm not betting any minus 650. No self-respecting person never, is betting that.
No, never. No, never. Even if I had like money I didn't know what to do with, I don't think I'm making that bet. And even I'm 90% sure it's going to win. Those aren't odds I want to
live. Not good enough odds.
Yeah. I do think, you know, not thinking about it competitively from a Bills standpoint, right? I think, like, so somewhat objectively as I can look at it, I think a Diggs bet is worth making for New England. Like, it was yep. worth trying. They are, you know, they're in the place that the Bills were in when they went and got Diggs themselves. They've got this young quarterback that's, there's a little bit of, like, raw, you know, wild horse in him. And so we got work to do with him. And, you know, but the athlete is in there. The arm is in there. Competitiveness and the leadership stuff seems like it's in there. And like I already said, I think Diggs had a positive impact on the organization while he was here and on Allen specifically. And so if I'm New England and I'm looking at receiver options, like Mike Giardi was saying last segment, sure, you wanted to shoot higher, but, you know, some guys didn't even make it to market like you would have hoped. I think Diggs is a worth – like, I would make that bet. Like, if I were rooting for New England, I'd be like, all right, like, I don't know that that's going to work, but I'll throw $5 on it. You know, that to me, it's worth going to the window and putting that slip in, I think, for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking forward to week 8 when the Patriots visit.
Okay.
In 2025. That's what I'm working schedule. That's what I have right now. I am putting at New England week 1 Monday night.
Wow.
I think that's a pretty nice little game. Bills at Patriots. I think that's not amazing for a primetime game, but neither was Bills Jets. The Rodgers storyline that year was, I'm sure, a lot of that. Is New England that interesting? No. But
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Vrabel is interesting. The Diggs piece, you know, May. It's not terrible. And then, you know, just get to the middle here. You just kind of fill them in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going week 8.
Well, take your time and don't rush to fill them in. Like, give it some thought. Maybe a good idea will present itself. You just need to let it breathe.
Christmas, I'm already kind of in a box here.
Oh, yeah.
Because this time I'm going week to week, like, chronologically. But I know week 17 is Christmas, and I'm expecting the Bills to play. And I think at home, Hallmark movie, snow.
Yeah.
The early game of three. Goodell, by the way, has said it's going to be three games every year.
Right.
On Christmas.
Regardless what day of the week it falls on.
So I used up a couple of the other games. I've got Tampa here on Christmas. How interesting is Tampa Bay as an opponent? A little bit, right?
Sorry,
I'm
making a face.
That bad?
Camera. I'm making a face.
I'm not putting Kansas City there. I'm not putting Philadelphia there. Too good.
Yeah.
Kansas City played on Christmas last year. Kansas City said they want to play on Christmas every year.
Yeah, they wanted to be like the Detroit Lions or Dallas Cowboys of Christmas Day, even hosting it every year.
Yes.
And the commissioner said, yeah, no. Get bent.
Really?
I don't think he said get bent, but he said we're not doing that. Hmm. We're gonna rotate it. It's gonna be different teams or, you know, whatever, different hosts.
Would you take that to mean they and the Ravens, Steelers, Texans all will not play on Christmas this year? Would you take that to mean that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All new teams?
Yeah, I didn't really think of it that way, but yeah, yeah. That would make sense to avoid, you know, giving fan bases and the rest of the country the same show to an extent, or half of the same show that they gave them last year. Mm-hmm. I also think the Bills are going to play a Christmas Day game. They feel right for it. The Hallmark piece, I think, is a key piece. Like, I don't know how promotionally interwoven Hallmark is with any of the league partners broadcast wise.
No.
If I knew that they were like, they're, you know, Google could tell me this probably in a few seconds, but I'm just not going to do it right this second. But if they're like in bed with, like, if they're owned by NBC Universal or something, then bank it. Right? If they're partnered with any of the broadcast entities, and there's so many of them now, but I mean the traditional ones, not Prime, not Netflix, right? But, you know, ESPN, Fox, CBS, NBC, if they're part, they almost have to be. If they're any kind of a network channel, they have to be.
Yeah, and these movies would tell you, like, the NFL brand is in the movie. Chiefs and Bills, like, the Bills are this one, Hallmark.
Okay, right.
So they'd have to be some kind of partner.
Then you're getting a Bills Christmas game.
This Bills Christmas movie is not going to be like only the Buffalo football team. Right? Like, we used to have to talk.
Right. See, I didn't pay enough attention to the Chiefs one to know that they used
the
names and everything.
I'm assuming this.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I'm assuming this. I mean, the Bills they're in on it.
Right.
It has their blessing.
Yeah.
You'd expect a Hallmark movie to be especially controversial, and you'd wonder if the team would sign off on it. But I think in this case, the team is. They're a part of the project. They're a partner.
But then you can bank that, then. They're getting Christmas Day.
Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Tampa, though.
I mean, there's no rivalry,
yeah,
but they're pretty good. Who do you want there instead? You want to put like a massive game there? I don't. I just want it to be pretty good.
I would sooner expect a massive game than I would Tampa.
But Tampa's a playoff team.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
You would sooner expect the Bills' Christmas Day opponent, and it can't be the Chiefs, Texans, or Ravens, or Steelers? Because right. those teams played last year, you're saying?
Chiefs could be good, though. If the Hallmark movie is about the like a Bills, I don't know what role the Chiefs play in that, if any. But if the Chiefs are a part of that?
You can't do that. You're not putting the Chiefs and Bills on Christmas Day against each other. I shouldn't be so certain.
I think my instinct is that you're probably right. But I just, because of the movie thing, I don't want to rule it out.
Kansas City will be here week 12. I'm writing it down.
Tampa. Merry Christmas from Buffalo. Here's Tampa.
Sunday night or 425? Tampa. It's that bad. That's an interesting team. It's Emeka Ibuka.
I know. It's just still, I don't know. Just doesn't land on me. Well.
They've never played, you're thinking to yourself.
The Bills and the Bucks have never played. Yes, that's right. I forgot all about that overtime game from 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. So do I. I forgot about that, too.
That was a great game.
I think about awful 1988 loss, 10-5. Bills playing the Bucks. I think about that game in 1988 and the O.J. Howard
game. Thank you. I knew you were going to say
where the Bills beat the Bucks at home. Game where Tywan Jones had his helmet ripped off, right, in the end zone. Is that him?
I'm not. I remember him getting a gruesome head injury on a kickoff.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So I know about the end zone, but
that's what I meant.
Okay.
And Bills Buccaneers. Yeah, that's kind of like those are the. I don't think about the Brady game. I don't think about him playing for them. Was that 3 years? It was, right.
He played three seasons there?
I think so.
Sure.
They lost to the Rams in the playoffs. They lost to Dallas in the playoffs.
And they won it. They won the okay.
So it's at least three.
All right. It can't be more than three.
It was exactly three.
Okay.
Started every game for 3 years.
At his age.
Led the league.
What a marvel.
In attempts and completions in both of his final two seasons at ages 44 and 45. At age 44, led the league also in yards and touchdown passes. 5,316 yards at age 44 for Brady with the Bucks. 13-4 record. Damn. Is that good?
Yeah, but could they run it at all?
Could he run?
Could they run?
How many yards did Tom Brady rush for in his career? 23 seasons. Did he get to 1,000 yards rushing?
No. No, I'm going to guess that number is over under 499 yards.
1,123.
Oh, what a horrible job by me.
It's like 4 yards per game for his career.
That sounds like a lot for him.
It does. Yeah, one good run. It's not even that good.
Right.
4 yards per game, 333 games, 1,123 yards, 28 touchdowns.
Is that factoring in all the kneel downs?
It is, and there were a lot of them, probably.
I would think, yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.